Hey, Chloe, what did that mean to do it tonight, to clinch it, to get that milestone?
I mean, going into this game, we knew that Jamaica was going to come out with absolutely everything. So we didn't just have to match that. We had to top it, and getting that home crowd sold out, BMO, definitely was the 12th man, like Beb said, and it gave us that extra boost till the very end of the game.
After everything that kind of happened post-World Cup, what has this kind of group learned about itself to scrape itself up above the mat and do this?
I think ultimately we needed to reflect. We needed to know absolutely what went wrong individually and as a team, and we were able to do that. We were able to reflect individually. We had conversations with the coaching staff, and we knew that we had to wipe the, what's the expression?
Slate clean.
There we go.
Yeah.
Exactly. We came into this camp knowing we were going to do a different formation, and we had to have open minds, and everybody was ready to learn and ready to go forward, and yeah. We showed that this is where we want to be, and we want to be going to the Olympic Games defending that gold medal.
Chloe, you got your second consecutive start. Do you feel like it gives you more confidence going forward?
Yeah, I mean, being on Team Canada, everyone's so talented, right? Everyone deserves to start. Everyone deserves to play. So, yeah, I played my part these two games, and going forward, I want to keep building off of these types of performances.
For you personally, what did it mean to score at home
and get the flag? Yeah, it was extra special. I had my parents in the crowd. My mom, bless her heart, she always cries, but today she was crying a little extra. So to have the Sudbury family out here, it's as close as we can really get, so it was definitely extra special.
Chloe, Sydney Collins is really impressed the last 5 days. She's come in and haven't only had one cap to her name before these 5 days. A lot of good work is down your side. I'm just kind of wondering what your view has been. You've got one of the best games about the last 5 days.
Yeah, no, Sydney was fantastic. I think when you come into this environment, right, you take nothing for granted, and you take those moments, those opportunities, because they don't always come up, right? And Sydney did that. She had a fantastic game out in Jamaica, and tonight she did the same, so it's exciting to see what she's going to do going forward.
Chloe, I'm just curious, what exactly did you see on your goal, and how did the play develop for you?
Yeah, it was definitely a set piece we were working on throughout the week, and yeah, I was fortunate enough to get on top of it and put it in the back of the net.
Chloe, how do you guys kind of bounce back from, I'm sure it was kind of a shock after that first goal, obviously you scored the goal that level,
yeah.
So what was it like, what was that comeback process like on the field?
I mean, everyone on the pitch has experience. We know what it's like to go down, we know what it's like to go up, we knew our objectives going to this game. We had that 2-0 advantage away, so not that we felt comfortable, but we knew that with that comes a bit of defensive, I'm going to say prose.
Chloé, vous avez gagné, vous êtes qualifié, mais à quel point c'est important de le faire avec la manière, aussi avec le panache que vous avez montré dans ces 50 minutes?
Je pense que c'est très important quand on va parler du World Cup encore parce qu'on a des difficultés au World Cup et puis aujourd'hui on a montré que même quand on va down 1-0, on est capable d'avoir un rebound. C'est pas contre une équipe facile, Jamaica, ils ont travaillé fort toute la game, ils voulaient qualifier aussi. Puis pour ça, ouais, c'est exceptionnel, puis je suis contente qu'on était capable de faire jusqu'à la fin de la game.
À la Coupe du Monde, il y avait des gens qui se demandaient où est-ce que les fous vont venir. Là, vous en manquez pas arrêter, mais vous en manquez trois dans le cours du jeu. À quel point c'est important de faire ça aussi?
C'est très important, mais quand on a les joueurs pour faire des buts, on le voit au pied. On a beaucoup de joueurs qui jouent pour les top clubs du monde, puis on fait des buts là, puis les buts, ils viennent. Puis aujourd'hui, on a démontré ça en Jamaïque, on a démontré ça encore, puis ils vont continuer.
Tu fais partie des nouveaux-ish visages de cette équipe-là qui est en train de commencer un nouveau cycle. De la part de ces personnes-là, dans votre partie, de Yasmine, Simi, à quel point vous avez apporté un manque très cher.
Je pense que c'est important d'avoir des nouvelles faces et des nouveaux talents, ça amène des différentes qualités. Puis aujourd'hui, moi, je suis capable d'avoir un but. Puis Olivia Laurentiel a quasiment fait 2-3 buts. Donc ça fait la différence. En même temps, ça donne beaucoup d'énergie positive.
Est-ce que tu t'es rendu compte que tu as marqué le lendemain de la journée des francs contariens?
Pardon?
Tu t'es rendu compte que tu as marqué le lendemain de la journée des francs contariens?
Non,
c'était hier.
Actuellement.
Je pensais que tu l'avais fait pour vrai.
Ah, ben on... Ben c'est pour ça qu'on a fait ça. Ben oui, ma grand-mère l'écoute. Nanette, c'était pour ça.
Thank you very much. That is good. Thank you guys.
Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you. Okay.